Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Mark Cox, along with my co-host Bo Matthews, producer Carl Middleman.
Hi.
And we are happy you are with us for the show this weekend. We got lots of great stuff to get to. We're going to talk about legalized pot and buying guns. That's always a hot topic, isn't it, Bo?
And bourbon. We're going to talk. I'm telling you, they got to change the name from that department from ATF to ATFE.
Yeah.
For explosions.
Exactly. Sounds like a fun weekend. ATF. Anyway, yeah. To be clear, we're not talking about buying bourbon and guns. We're talking about a judge's decision recently that basically said, just because somebody is a user of marijuana is not a reason for them not to be able to buy a gun. That would be a big change on that Form 4473 that you fill out when you buy a gun. So we're going to talk to the folks at Gun Owners of America about that issue and what they think needs to happen next and what the chances are that, you know, that decision by that federal judge in Oklahoma City could have a longer lasting impact.
Yeah, that's very cool. I was at a lunch yesterday, by the way, Mark. I wanted to mention, because you're an RV guy, Warren Patton, the president of the St. Louis RV organization, put the big show on. We talked to him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I went.
And at that lunch, he is expanding Byerly RV along 44 for like this huge facility for, you know, mechanic, you know, to expand their repair services, storage. I mean, they're using all this acreage out there. And of course, they've got, you know, 14 different brands that they sell. But man, Warren is so knowledgeable, and he is really utilizing that ground out there for RVers that come through our area, or like you, travel from here with an RV. So I thought that was a point.
I'm happy for them, because anytime you go down there, there are people parked on the road out in front of it, waiting to get in. So they can use a little more space down there for all those great RVs.
Yeah, and we're getting close to RV time, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
What's your first?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. We have a big trip planned in July, but I'm sure we'll go somewhere closer to home before then. Should be fun.
Yeah, my neighbor, retired AB guy, I love it. They plan out their entire year of trips. They know where they're going in August. They know where they're going in September. And it's just really cool. The RV lifestyle is and by the way, they were up like 30% at the RV show downtown. Is what I got from Warren. So that's huge.
It was a great event. They did a really good job of that. And of course, you don't go down there looking without finding something you'd rather have than what you already have. Dealing, baby. They had some good deals down there. We put off ours till the future, but we're gonna do that down the road somewhere. Big fifth wheel.
Yours is like 8 months old. My goodness.
No, it's a 2018. We've had it for a year, but still. Somewhere down the road, it got me thinking about what I want to do. Sort of like play some poker. I would love to sit down and play some poker with you, Bo. How could I do that coming up?
Come on over tonight.
Oh, cool. All right.
No. We probably need the practice for the Big Dogs Poker Bash, which is coming up on March 5th at the Eureka Community Center. And we just had a meeting last night about it, as a matter of fact. We're having meetings every week because
Sounds
we're just
like
a few weeks out now.
Yeah.
If you go to Facebook, and search 7th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash. You'll find the page. If you want to purchase raffle tickets for the firearms, which you don't need to be at the game for that, we have a beautiful desert Glock 19, desert tan, I guess they call it, and a Henry Boy 22 long rifle. Those tickets are featured on the Facebook page for this event. You can actually buy the tickets through Venmo, and you would just send the money to EPOSF. That's the search that you would look for. But I wanted to get up with Chief Wiegand out in Eureka to talk about why we do this. This is our 7th annual. So Chief Mike Wiegand is joining us on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. You know, we've been hanging around a lot. People are going to start talking, Chief.
You know, I love hanging around with you guys. It's great.
Sure you do.
Wonderful time.
That's what he said on the radio anyway, but go ahead.
You're right. Chief, the planning is coming together. We are still looking for donations from any businesses out there. Anybody that wants to sponsor something, you can contact me directly. But the big question is, what are you doing with the money that is raised?
What happens is when funds are allocated to the fund, we have a group, and it's the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund Group, who decides if a police officer is hurt or injured. If you remember last April, we had a stolen car situation out in Eureka. One of our officers was trying to stop the stolen car. He was stuck in traffic, and we were trying to get to him, and the officer was going to try to go up there and pull him out of the car, but another car slammed into him, hit him, and pushed him against the guardrail, so he was out of work for quite a while. The police officer support fund's kind enough to go in and help him pay some of his bills, his medical bills, some of the things that are uncovered under his insurance, went over and made sure his family had food. The kids got, you know, the meals, everything they needed to go to school, whatever that they could do to help in some small way. It's a mini backstoppers organization within the police department that these guys help us with. Very important at the times of need when these officers are worried about their future and don't have to worry about what's going on at home, because we help pay for some of the bills. But it's a great, great benefit for them. This year and for the last 7 years, we've been raising money. The money used, a lot of the money that used, is to go to our new police workout facility that we're going to have in our new police building, which is going to be underway here real shortly. They're going to break ground for sometime probably this summer. We're going to have an 800 square foot workout facility for wellness. A lot of emphasis being put on officer wellness right now, and not only mental wellness, but physical wellness. And we're going to have a workout facility for these guys and girls that work for us, that they can keep themselves physically fit.
That's going to be in the Chief Mike Wiegand building, isn't it? They're naming that after you, right?
Well, they decided to do that, but you know, I'm sure I'll do something that'll change their mind before it's all over.
I thought so. Congratulations, that's fantastic. They normally wait till you're gone before they do that.
Yeah, normally when you're dead. It is quite the honor, though, Mark and Bo both. Yeah. I some of the guys got behind the scenes when I was taking a vacation day here last year or 2 years ago, and I decided, hey, you know what? This guy's been here for the longest time ever, and he's done a lot of stuff. So,
Chief, I'm just
excited to honor me with that, and it's truly an honor. And I cry and I tear up every time I think about it. It's hard to believe it's been 45 years already up here.
Well deserved honor. Yes, it does.
Thank you.
You know, I was down there last year. It was my first Poker Dog tournament and Big Dog Poker tournament, and got my butt kicked, but I had a great time. It was great to see the room filled with people who were all there for the same reason, and that is to give back, right, to support that cause. And there's some great auction items that are auctioned off, and I can't wait. I'll be there this year, and apparently I've got a bounty on my head already, according to Bo. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chief, your crew is always great, and a lot of the police officers and firefighters will be out there as well. But Mark, I have to tell you, the new city hall and the new police department that's going to be hopefully open within a year or about. I did ask the chief last night, what's my office going to be like? He says it's going to be 6 foot by 9 foot and a steel toilet. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I get it.
Chief, you never play in the poker tournament, and why is that?
That's because I'm working. Somebody's got to volunteer some time here to get everything wet, ready for you guys to play. We want to make it as comfortable and fun as possible. So, you know, it takes some work behind the scenes to do that.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Well, the food's going to be great, and we've got a lot of great supporters already. But again, I want to extend the invitation to get your business involved. No matter where you are, we've got businesses all over the bi-state area that are donating to it. We have sponsorships available. You can also donate a basket or an item that your company sells. We're about ready to meet up with New Way. They donated tools like power tools last year, so they're going to be coming back. And a lot of people are coming back over and over and over. We're so grateful for that. But, Chief, thank you for your time today. Be safe and hi to Mom.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. And next time we catch up, I'll buy both of you lunch.
Nice.
Okay. I love that.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Chief, thank you. Yep. Thank you.
And I still owe him a steak dinner for getting his silencer before I got mine. Dang it.
I know. Well, I mean, it'll be a good trade. You can get dinner and lunch out of it.
Yeah, right.
You're only paying for one of them.
The entire day, Bo.
Of eating. Sounds wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you guys are doing that again. Anyway, details, remind people, Bo, where they can go again to sign up for the Poker Bash or give
Absolutely.
You donations.
Simply go onto Facebook and search the 7th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash. It's in Eureka at our new location this year, the Eureka Community Center. It's going to be a great venue for us, and we're selling seats and taking donations. So thank you very much for the time on that. Yeah,
hey, Mark, what is 3 days before that?
Oh, yes, that's Mark's Mash. That's when we're going to get together and sample some good bourbon, if you want to do that. And that is going to, you can go to 971talk.com/events to find out more about it. That's going to sell out. We're already out of VIP tickets. Capacity over at the Clayton Winehouse, about 200 people, roughly. And I'm pretty sure it'll sell out before it's over. It's $25 general admission to get in. And the main reason they're charging anything is that you're getting, six or seven different bourbon vendors are going to be there. Four Roses, New Riff, Green River, Garrison Brothers, Oak and Eden, which is one that, I've got to do a barrel pick with them, which is really nice. I picked out a nice wheated bourbon, which is fantastic. You're going to get to sample all those. Round Pond Winery out of Napa Valley is going to be there for people that prefer wine over bourbon. They're going to have appetizers, so you'll have access to food. And it's going to go on for like 2.5 hours. So it's a great venue. Clayton Winehouse is right across the street from the Tropicana Bowl there in Clayton, if you've ever been over there. And it's going to be great. It's March 2nd. So go online, get your tickets today, and we'll have a great time.
Is there anybody that has ever tried if there's a good wine that you could, put a little bit into some bourbon for a flavor? And I'm being serious. I mean, the first time you ever had ketchup and mustard together, you were like,
They use wine barrels, don't they, for bourbon, Mark?
They do. I believe they do that for some bourbons. I believe there are bourbons you can find out there that are, they repurpose the bourbon barrels for something, but sometimes they will take a certain type of bourbon and store it in a cask for a month or two that's had wine in it if they want to get that kind of accent in it. I don't know that you would add wine to it, though.
Okay. Well, I'm crazy. I'm just, thinking out loud.
I threw up a little bit of my mouth when you said that, so I'm sorry.
I know you did. But is there any bourbons that are out there that have that a fruity hint?
Oh, I'm absolutely. The bouquet that we could find, I'm sure we could find the perfect bourbon for you. And while one doesn't come to mind that would have the wine taste in it, Bo, we can, the joy is experimenting, you see? We will just have to go to a store and find one that says it has the floral bouquet of a good cab, and we'll pull that one out for you.
I'm not saying I want that, but, when I worked at my mom's donut shop growing up, we had the fountain drinks, root beer, Dr. Pepper, PepsiCo, and we would do what you call suicide, where you just, put a little bit of each of them, even a little coffee, a little milk in there. I'm just saying, just try it. Maybe a little drop of sangria in your...
You're getting,
I know you want to punch me so
dangerous,
bad.
dangerous area there for bourbon snobs. We don't like that. We like single barrel, whatever came out of that barrel kind of stuff usually. Just me. That's just me.
Okay.
Hey,
think outside the box.
Before the show is over today, we're going to tell you about another great bourbon event that's coming up that is a fundraiser for first responders. And you know how much we love to support first responders on this program. So we're going to talk to a former St. Louis Blues player who's going to be there. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how we got that number for this superstar enforcer from the Blues, but we made connection with Reed Lowe. You're going to hear Reed Lowe on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How cool is that? and a secret about him that I don't think many people knew, and that'll be coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, Carl Middleman is in the house as well, executive producer.
Pew, pew.
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, featuring the 6-Hour P322 still, and they also have Mantis X. We've been talking about that a lot, and we'll continue to do that. But if you're looking for any type of firearm, go to your gun concierge, Razorback Armory, in De Pere on Manchester Road. Find their address and learn about Jesse and Brad and the crew at RazorbackArmory.com.
So here's a discussion we have quite often, that if you go into Razorback Armory or the range or wherever you go to buy your weapons, and you fill out that form 4473, at some point about halfway down the form, I think you come to question like 21E, I think it is, that asks,
check you out,
that asks whether or not you are a user of an illegal substance like marijuana or, you know, some other controlled substance. And that is a still federally illegal, even though a lot of states now, like Missouri, effective last weekend, it is legal to have recreational marijuana, to buy it, to use it. So you have a conflict when you face that form. And now we have Aiden Johnston with us, who is Gun Owners of America's Federal Affairs Director. He's been on before. He's a St. Louis native, and we wanted to talk to him about this because a judge in Oklahoma has actually made a ruling on this recently, which is pretty interesting. Aiden, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, feel free to correct me there. I don't know if it's question 21 or not, but it seems like it's something like that, where you face that question on your 4473, and this has been a dilemma for a while, right?
Yes, so you're absolutely right about the form where you have to check that box, and the problem is it's not illegal, right? It's only illegal under some archaic federal law in Missouri. you know, you guys have legalized recreational marijuana and medical marijuana, et cetera. So why should you be prohibited from exercising your constitutional right to keep and bear arms for engaging in what is lawful activity in Missouri because some bureaucrat won't take that question off that federal form?
Well,
that's ridiculous. You shouldn't be going to jail.
Maybe, Aiden, but I would argue that it also mentions controlled substance there. Like if you're illegally using, you know, oxycodone or hydrocodone or whatever, something like that, hopefully you're not using that at the same time you're using weapons. Maybe they just need to remove marijuana from that question.
Right. Well, whatever your position is on the legalization of some drugs or marijuana specifically, if a state has chosen to legalize something, it's ridiculous to deprive someone of their constitutional right because they're following and abiding by a state law. But you're absolutely right. There are bills in Congress that are much more targeted than letting anyone who does any kind of drugs have any type of firearm. And often it's much more the solution is much more simple, just taking marijuana off that federal schedule so it's no longer regulated, no longer rather criminalized in such a way. And then if you did that, all of the gun problems would sort of disappear with that question. And people who use marijuana at the state level would also not be guilty of some sort of federal crime.
Aiden Johnston is our guest from Gun Owners of America, the Federal Affairs Director. Hey, it's Bo. You know, if you back up and look at it from a 30,000-foot view and the tinfoil hat is on securely, you think that, okay, people, there's a lot of people that do want legalized recreational marijuana, so they do that. I could almost foresee a push for a drug test at the gun store that could, you know, not just trust a person filling out that form 4473, but actually do a drug test, big picture down the road, maybe 5, 10, 20 or whatever it is, to then unarm America in a way. Well, hey, we gave you the weed, you wanted the weed, there you go, and now we're going to change it. I think that is a scary proposition. When you think of it as both parties are supporting, you know, recreational marijuana, and then you have the right really pushing for the Second Amendment. Your thoughts on that idea?
Well, I think it's best to never give a bureaucrat the chance to say no. So adding some sort of extra test you have to pass before you can go and purchase a firearm is going to be a problem no matter what way you spin it. I would not like to see a new drug test implemented. I think that most people that go to the gun store to buy a firearm are law-abiding citizens, and we know
yes.
for a fact that the people, like criminals and people that are going to break the law with firearms, get their guns illegally off the street anyway. So, you know, I don't think that something like that would make us any safer. And I think that if we're going to say as a society that people can, you know, use marijuana recreationally or medicinally or whatever, and that's a lawful thing to do, that you should also be able to defend your home, your loved ones, your life with
yes.
a firearm if you so choose. So we do the same with alcohol. It's not like if you drink alcohol, you get drunk and party on the weekends that you can never own a gun or defend your life anymore. And so I think if we're going to decide the same on marijuana as a country, whatever we do, then everyone who participates in that law-abiding activity should be able to exercise their Second Amendment.
So, Aiden, there was a federal judge in Oklahoma, I believe he was a Trump appointee, who dismissed an indictment against a guy who'd been charged back in August with this very thing, violating federal law prohibiting marijuana users from possessing firearms. This judge ruled, if I read this correctly, based on the Bruin decision, that this was that this violated this guy's constitutional rights.
Yeah, this is one of the many fruits of the Bruin decision, was not only that it said you have a right to carry a firearm outside the home for self-defense purposes, which is absolutely true, but it also affirmed a test for the Second Amendment that judges had not been using. They had been interest balancing and using that interest balancing test to allow for gun control. But really, now they're supposed to use what's called a text and history test. So if you want to say that this gun law is constitutional, you have to prove that it comports with the text of the Second Amendment and that there's some sort of historical analog at the time of the founding. So if someone could find a gun law that said you're not allowed to own a musket and smoke pot, then maybe these kinds of gun bans would be constitutional. But you're not going to find those laws because the Second Amendment really meant shall not be infringed to our founding fathers. And at that time, you know, they recognized the need for everyone to have firearms for defense from criminals and from tyrants.
Well, if your concealed carry is a musket, you're probably smoking peyote, not marijuana. You know, I just sat in a training session yesterday with an attorney that was talking about legal recreational weed in Missouri and the workplace, and you know the challenges that they're going to have, challenges that law enforcement is going to have. You know, can you go off of you know what you smell? You know, if you smell or reek of a skunk. Or your eyes are blurry, or you're talking too much, or something like that. And it was interesting because it just seems like they're splitting hairs like so carefully because you know somebody that that legally smokes outside the workplace and loses their job because they were high when they came to work, that it's going to get dicey because the ADA could be involved or you know all these things. So when it comes to the gun ownership of America, I mean, if you look at marijuana. And the users that do that, and they go out on the weekend and they go to the range with their firearm to go practice, they're probably more than likely not smoking marijuana even before they go to the range, I would think. So it's going to be a really dicey thing moving forward. However, with this judge in Oklahoma setting precedents, at least in this case, it's just going to be a muddy walk down this road, don't you think?
Well, ultimately, you are responsible for whatever you do with a firearm when you're carrying in public, when you're at the range. You know, if you use marijuana and then go out and carry a firearm and then shoot yourself in the foot, shoot someone else by accident or whatever, you're fully responsible and liable for that mistake. So, you know, I think that the law is already covered for we have laws about what you can and can't do with a firearm in public. It is to be holstered and carried around on your person for self-defense purposes, and that's it. You don't take it out for anything else. And so I think we have those laws down pat. I think you don't need something extra special criminalizing people that have, you know, smell like marijuana and also are, you know, concealing a firearm. We should have those. I think it would be covered under federal law. So I think that might be splitting hairs a little bit if someone's trying to say, oh, this is going to be so dangerous. And I would also note that at least when it comes to alcohol, there are some states that let you, you know, have a beer, not get intoxicated, but have a drink or two and carry a firearm in a bar, say. And we don't see that it's the Wild West. You know, most people are responsible with the way they use substances like alcohol. And I think that's just something that our society is going to have to figure out as marijuana becomes more and more prevalent at the state level.
Yeah, that's probably true. Aiden Johnson with the Gun Owners of America. Quickly, Aiden, before we have to go, is GOA playing a role in these lawsuits against the ridiculous weapons ban in Illinois? Because I see that several judges now have stepped in and stayed this thing until they can get a higher court to rule on it.
Yes, so Gun Owners of America did file a lawsuit in Illinois against that unconstitutional assault weapons ban. We have not gotten a stay on our particular case, but we're glad to see that other folks have been successful with that. You know, we're there to defend everyone's gun rights, and we're in all 50 state capitals. So if you're in Illinois, we're there. We're trying to help you, and hang tight.
Excellent. Aiden Johnston, listen, always great having you on with the Gun Owners of America. Where can people go to find out more and show their support?
So you can go to gunowners.org and you can sign up for our free email action alert list. That's where my team of federal lobbyists or our state lobbyists will give you email action alerts, let you know how you can best defend your rights by talking to your politicians, what to say, who to say it to, and when to say it. And you can also join us and become a member at gunowners.org.
And it does make a difference. Aiden Johnston, thanks for your hard work at Gun Owners of America. We will have you on again soon as this is a very fluid story moving forward. But thanks for your time today.
Always great to chat. Thank you, guys.
All right. And I just want to remind you, if you found this conversation interesting, to make sure you share it, the podcast, with like-minded individuals or those that are unlike other individuals. Coming up, we've got Reed Lowe. former Blues enforcer, is going to join us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors to talk about the third annual Bourbon for Badges. Love that name. We're going to do that coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors with Mark Cox. I'm Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman, our executive producer. And Carl was able to get a hold of Reed Lowe, former Blues enforcer. And we've got him. We've got him secured on the show because on this program, Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, we talk about wonderful things to do in the outdoors. Go for a walk in a park. Okay, we've checked that box.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of support of first responders and events that support them. Reed, welcome to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good. So I saw the advertisement for your third annual Bourbon for Badges. Of course, I thought of Mark right away because he's a bourbon guy through and
yes.
through. But before we get to the event, tell us more about your organization, St. Louis Hero Network.
Well, I'm just helping out a friend, Charlie, who's a firefighter, and really is the guy that leads the Hero Network. And basically what he does is he goes around and he helps raise money for different charities that need help that are typically charities that are in the line of duty or first responders. And so I've known him for a few years, and I've done a few auctions for him. That's what I do. I consult events, and I'm an auctioneer. So he called me up and asked me if I'd be a part of this thing, and I said absolutely, with no question. Anytime we can, for me, the first responders, I always love them because they're yeah. running in when everybody else is running out. And, I got a whole lot of respect for people that that live a life like that. And obviously he's a firefighter, so he's one of them. So just a lot of love in my heart for those guys and gals, and just want to make sure that I can do everything I can to help them out as well.
Yeah, we're big supporters of first responders down here, Reed. Mark Cox here. STLHeroNetwork.com, by the way, is the website for people to find out more about that. I have to tell you, I've been invited to a lot of events over the years, and they decide they want to auction something off, and they're like, hey, here, you can be the auctioneer. And if you don't know how to do that, man, that is a skill set, isn't it?
You know, I'm lucky that I have it. I'm a third generation auctioneer. My dad, my grandfather,
what?
My uncle, all auctioneers. And for me, after I got out of hockey, I started working with a company called Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, and kind of learned the pendulum on how to do it. And, one day Kelly Chase couldn't make the auction. So they said, Lozy, you're an auctioneer. Get up there. I said, listen, I work for an auctioneer, but I'll give it a try. And I got up, and everybody's like, man, have you done that before? I'm like, no, it's my first time. They're like, you need to do this for a living. So over the last 8 years, I've managed to work myself into the event space and get out there and help as many charities as I possibly can.
That's great. It's just little things, Bo. I'm sure you probably had to do it before, too. If you start the bidding on something too high, suddenly people are just staring at you like nobody raises their hand. You have to
worst.
Be smart about where to start the bidding and how to bid it up and how to
get cut.
It. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, It's so funny because a lot of these folks that hire me, they're like, well, we got to start the bid high. I said, listen, it's not about where the bid starts. It's about where the bid ends. And that's I said, right. The lower you start the bid, the more people have engagement, the more action you're going to get in it. So there's a little bit of a philosophical part to it. But for me, when you take a look at just a regular auctioneer that does, you know, industrial and construction equipment or furniture or estates or whatever the case may be, compared to a charitable auctioneer like myself, there's a little bit more fun to this. I like to poke fun at people. I like to keep the crowd engaged. I like to crack jokes, and there's a comedic part to it that comes along with it to make sure that we keep the folks engaged more than anything. And then obviously, you know, I'm a little bit of a presence, and I'm a loud guy too, so that helps.
Well, and you know, sometimes people feel like you're shaking them down, but you know, it is about the excitement. But to back up here, did you say, Reed, that you are a third generation auctioneer?
I am, yep.
And so you were around it as a kid, and did you practice it as a kid? Like, were you trying to learn that skill back then, or how did you come up with the skill? Because I've done auctions before. I'm terrible at it because I forgot what number I'm on, and that's the worst.
God-given, I think. You know, I think it was in my genes. My dad was an auctioneer, got his auction license back in 1974, and my dad and my grandfather, my uncle had a furniture auction, and did that for several years. And then my grandfather passed away, and my dad moved into real estate, and then still helped my uncle, who has and still to this day does estate sales up in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. And so for me, when I got out of hockey, I got with Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, and that's really where I learned kind of the cadence on what to do, and recognizing, okay, there's a $2,500 bid. Now it's $2,750. Okay, he's asking $2,750. I'm on a $25. Okay, $3,000 comes. I got to go back and ask. I wasn't an auctioneer there, but I was a bid catcher, and that's where I learned how to do it. And then as far as, you know, just talking, I've always been able to talk real fast. So I guess it was just something I was supposed to do in my after hockey life.
And you got a sports superstar as your auctioneer. How much better can it get for you?
I'm not sure if we could put me in the superstar class, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. And you don't have any trouble collecting the money afterwards, right?
I certainly don't. No. Sometimes I think people say yes because they're a little intimidated too, which helps out. Anything for charity, guys.
So, Reed, this is the third annual Bourbon for Badgers. This is why we have you on. It's February 24th from 5 to 10 p.m. at Tapawingo. And were you involved with year one and year two of this event?
I was not involved with year one and year two of this event. This is my first go around at it. So it's been fun. I've just become a bourbon fan over the last year or so. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of this. And again, just, you know, there's so many exciting things going on. Some of the bourbons these guys have managed to collect. Obviously, the Bourbon Society is involved in this. That helps out tremendously. So they're reaching out to their people and anybody that would like to donate. And again, for those out there listening, if you have anything you'd like to donate to the event, we're still taking that. There's still a few sponsorships available. And then Cobalt Tea and Smoke Restaurant, they've been a huge supporter of this as well. I was just at a meeting with Bernadette, the owner, the other night, just going over all the different things that it takes to put on one of these events, which is huge. And, sure. You know, obviously they're going to have it at Tapawingo, so Joe Bacardi is going to be providing the food. And if you have never had their food, it's unbelievable. So it's going to be a good night and lots of good things going on. There's like high-end tastings, like some of these, and I'm not a pro when it comes to bourbon, but, you know, Elijah Craig 18-year, a Weller single barrel, Weller's 107 store pick, a JD Hero gold label, Boss Hog. What? These are all going to be in the auctions. You're going to have an opportunity to taste some of this stuff. You're going to have an opportunity to taste just regular bourbons as well. Obviously, I said there's going to be food, there's going to be cigars. And then obviously we've got, you know, raffles and 50-50s, and I'm obviously doing a live auction and a silent auction. So there's going to be a ton of stuff going on, and it's going to be a really good night.
Yeah, I hate that I'm going to have to miss it because I am I've become a little bit of a bourbon snob in the past couple of years. I do a bourbon podcast. I've done stuff with the St. Louis Bourbon Society before. They do such great work, and they've got such a great knowledge of bourbon. So I'll guarantee you, if you go to this, and the folks at Cobalt are going to be there, they've got a great bourbon bar themselves out there off of Olive Boulevard. If people haven't gone, and this is great because here's what they've done. I looked on their website. Normally, when you go there and you purchase the tickets and you make purchases and all that, they also have to pay a credit card fee. USA Mortgage is covering all of that. So 100% of the donation that you make is going to go directly to first responders. The St. Louis Hero Network, the Major Case Squad, the St. Louis Fire Department Honor Guard. That's why I love events like this, because people can go do what they love best, which is taste really great bourbons. A couple of the ones you mentioned are really hard to find, Reed, and this is why people love these events. They get a chance to go, you know, taste one of these unicorns that they can never find anywhere.
And the cool part is with the secondary market of bourbon, especially in today's day and age, people can go spend that kind of money and actually feel good about where the money's going.
Yeah, no kidding. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think tickets to go to this are like $150.
$150, which is well worth it. You get a few chips to go to the premier tasting, and then you're going to get to taste bourbon all night. So, and then you can buy more chips to taste the higher end stuff if you want. But yeah, it's going to be a great deal, and you can go to one, and it's spelled out, you know, O-N-E, onebidpal.net/badges2023/welcome. If you want to go there, I'm sure if you go on Facebook, you can just Google bourbon for badges, and it'll come right up as well. So tickets are still available. There's sites, there's clicks on there that you can jump in and get on there. Last check, I think we were hoping for about 150 to 175 people. And I want to say that on Tuesday night, we were at about 120. So there's only a few weeks left to buy tickets, and we expect it to be sold out. So if it's something people are looking to be a part of and get on, I would say the sooner the better if you want to be involved.
Yeah, I do love how us humans come up with some really cool events like this to support really good organizations. And I just want to let people know that are listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors that this organization was started by firefighters and veterans in 2018. The St. Louis Hero Network, nonprofit organization, and they support local first responders and military families by promoting their businesses, which I think is awesome. And they've got a careers page. I'm on the website right now. Check it out. STLHeroNetwork.com, and a very cool event that your blues enforcer Reed Lowe is a big supporter of. I think it's cool that you're jumping behind this. But Mark, I mean, we got to cross pollinate, man. How are you going to get Reed on your MASH podcast?
Man, we'll have to do that. I mean, see, like to me, it sounds like Reed is still learning about bourbon. That's why I love this. I learn something new every day.
I try to learn every day. The day you stop learning, the day you stop living, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Amen to that.
We got to get you on something other than that Canadian whiskey.
It's a taste of home. My goodness, like mama's pancakes.
I know. Reed Lowe, thank you for your time. We appreciate your good work on this.
You bet, guys. And you got my number, so just let me know when you want me to come on anytime.
Outstanding. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. See you, fellas.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to miss that one. I would love to go, and I checked my calendar, and I'm getting sinus surgery that day, Bo, and I can't go.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's the 24th. I'm going to be high on something else that day. Some kind of drugs. It's not bourbon. That bums me out. I will mention, because we mentioned at the top of the show, my bourbon event for my radio show is coming up. For on March 2nd, people can go to 971talk.com/events. They can buy tickets to that. We're going to have a bunch of nice bourbon selection for people to taste, seven different companies, including Oak and Eden, where I got to do a barrel pick. Got to pick my own bourbon. People can buy it. It's going to be at the Clayton Wine House over across from Tropicana Lanes in Clayton on March 2nd. It's a ticketed event. There's going to be food. There's going to be bourbon tasting, and we're going to have a great time. So people can show up.
So this is like a giant pub crawl, Mark, because they can go by the Bourbon for Badges event and then, heal up, and then on March 2nd they can come visit you.
Exactly. And probably some of the same folks, because I am on the website there for the St. Louis Bourbon Society, so I'm sure that some of those folks will probably be there. That's fantastic.
Well, depending on what time of the day you're listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, maybe you're enjoying a bourbon. But we thank you very much for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
Yeah, download the podcast. We'll see you next time around on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.